Bud Selig says he's proud of the steps Major League Baseball has taken to root out the use of performance enhancers. The commissioner commented Wednesday in Milwaukee, the first time since the league suspended Ryan Braun on Monday. Barbara Meyer has been giving the subject quite a bit of thought. She's a professor of kinesiology at UWM. Her specialty is sports psychology. She says cases such as Braun's sadden her. She calls them unfortunate for the individual and the people around them, and for sport because of the doubt they cast on achievement.
Every time there's a record or a streak or some sort of incredible triumph, there's always whispers like that in the background now, I think. Well, I wonder if it was clean. I wonder if they did it the right way. And I will have friends and colleagues and family members say that I'm too idealistic or that I'm naive, because I like to think that the great majority of people are doing this the natural way or the right way.
How do you define performance enhancers, and when does it cross the line between appropriate and inappropriate?
My area of expertise is using mental training and psychological skills to enhance the performance of elite-level athletes. I've heard people say that it's any sort of unfair advantage. And that could be maybe somebody who has access to some equipment that somebody else doesn't have, or somebody who has access to gear that others don't have because of cost or a sponsor. So I've heard in my world differences in terms of what is an enhancer. We're talking about some sort of medical inducement or medical advantage, biological advantage.
If you work on the mental, is that biological too?
Well, and we've had, it's interesting, whether it's in my lab group at UWM or at my professional associations and organizations, we've had those philosophical discussions. If a team can afford a sports psychologist, for example, and another team can't, does that put the one team at an advantage over the other team?
What about people diagnosed with ADHD? And in order for them to perform well, they need medical or biological substances.
Right. And I think you may be talking about Adderall in particular, with athletes who are using it not because it's been prescribed to them for attention deficit disorder, but rather they've obtained it maybe legally or illegally to help their concentration and their focus. And I think that's certainly something that needs to be considered. And there are some sports considering testing for such things or maybe putting those on the banned list, because they are used so frequently for reasons other than those for which it was developed. We've seen some similar things with beta blockers in golf, for example, which helps to slow the heart rate and potentially decrease nerves. And so that, you know, there are some golf tours that have banned beta blockers.
Why do you think we have more cases of performance enhancers popping up all over the place?
If the use of enhancers is increasing, the pressure to do so may come internally to be successful for my own sense of self, my own sense of self-worth, for my own ego. It may be to return from injury more quickly. So even 10, 20 years ago, some athletes may have had, you know, an ACL may have been a career-ending injury. Tommy John surgery on the elbow would have been a career-ending injury. And now those aren't career-ending injuries anymore. Some of these performance-enhancing drugs can help repair and recovery. The pressure may come internally, also money and sponsorship deals. And maybe we as a society do that. We put them on a pedestal. And we want to see them throw faster and kick farther and win more majors and serve faster in tennis. So we as spectators, we as the public, probably drive some of that as well.